who had monkeypox on their bingo board for May. If you did, you win. Can't believe they're trying this again. Can't believe they're trying this again. But I can totally believe they're trying this again. Who had monkeypox on their bingo board for May? Yup, you win. Can't believe they're trying this again. I can't believe it. But I can totally believe it. I can totally believe that they're trying maybe another freaking pandemic, scamdemic, whatever the heck, get us scared about some sort of disease so they can bring out more surveillance, more vaccines, more, what, contact tracing and lockdowns maybe, and who the heck knows what they might try. You know they're desperate for something. But yes, monkeypox is apparently going around, and they want us scared about it. They do. Scared so much that the World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting. The CDC is putting out new warnings or whatever the heck. Yeah, we're going to take a look at all that weirdness right after this. Real quick, if you'd like to support my work, one way you can do that is through my Locals account. You can tip a one-time donation or subscribe monthly. Real quick, if you'd like to support my work, you can do that through my Locals account. Go check it out. You can give a one-time tip donation or subscribe monthly. And if you do that, you can get access to perks like a VIP Telegram chat I have, a coupon code to my Conscious Strength supplements, access to giveaways, and more stuff too. I'll put a link down below if you want to go check me out on Locals. Monkeypox is spreading around the world. What is the disease and how dangerous is it? It's spreading all over. Health authorities in Europe, in the US, and Australia are investigating a recent outbreak of monkeypox cases. It's in Germany, it's in UK, and Spain, and Portugal, and France, and Italy. It's even in Israel now, it's in Belgium. Belgium detects three cases. Israel reports one case. One. In the US, there's like 10 people, maybe 15. Pretty freaking minor, if you ask me. Pretty freaking minor. But you need to be scared. You need to be freaking terrified, and you need to believe whatever kind of bullshit the media is printing and whatever kind of dumb stuff the World Health Organization is going to be telling you. WHO to hold emergency meeting on monkeypox today. Emergency meeting because one person got it in Israel, three people in Belgium, 10 people in the US. So they need to hold an emergency meeting and convene all of these international health officials together to figure out what to do for the world. For the world. So the WHO, I guess, is telling us to freak out about it or be concerned or whatever the heck. The CDC put out an emergency preparedness response. Good gosh. It's like, you know, we got this gaslighting going on with the media where on one hand they're telling us, oh, it's nothing to worry about, not that big of a deal. But then the WHO and CDC are like holding emergency meetings and putting out preparedness warnings and all this stuff. It's pretty much just like at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, right? First couple of weeks, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You don't need to put the masks on. Don't worry about it. 2 weeks to slow the spread or whatever, right? And then after that, they just didn't give up. And they started beating their fear porn drums. So WHO, we got a meeting. CDC, emergency preparedness response. Monkeypox virus infection in the United States and other non-endemic countries, 2022. Look at this. We got, one case in Massachusetts, I guess. So they got to put out this huge, long statement and, recommendations for clinicians and health departments. Oh, good gosh, recommendations for the public. See, based on limited information available at this time, risk appears low. We'll see how that changes next week, right?
Then they're going to lock everyone down.
No. We'll see if they try this shit again with the monkeypox. And honestly, I doubt it'll get that far. I doubt it. They just want people scared about whatever diseases they can, I guess. And who knows, they'll probably try to roll out COVID again a little later this year, especially as we head towards the elections, right? But what I find peculiarly curious about this, intriguing about this, is we got the World Health Organization holding these emergency meetings, for whatever reason. This is pretty much happening at the same time as that World Health Assembly meeting starts in 2 days, where the Biden administration has that amendment they're bringing forth to give the World Health Organization unilateral powers to declare public health emergencies. I put out a video about this earlier in the week, and the Epoch Times here doing an article on it. Some others are as well, which is good, getting more awareness about this. But next week, we have the World Health Assembly convening in Geneva, Switzerland. This is the body that oversees the World Health Organization. And they're going to be voting on this amendment brought forth by the Biden administration to basically give the World Health Organization unilateral powers to declare a national health emergency in any one of their 190 membership countries, right? So I'm curious if this whole monkeypox drama is not just really about monkeypox, but more so disease in general. They know they can't beat the dead horse of COVID much longer, so they're going to try with monkeypox. And hell, maybe we'll get an Ebola resurgence and Zika and bird flu and swine flu and whatever other disease they can just scare us in general with, to then make people want these amendments to roll through, give justification, albeit a false justification, right? But give justification to them voting on this, and they're trying to basically get public acceptance of it, get the public happy for it, because, oh, we need to protect against all these diseases like COVID and monkeypox and the common cold, I guess, and whatever the heck else, right? So anyway, found that curious timing for all this. Curious timing. This World Health Organization is just god-awful, isn't it? And we'll see what kind of ridiculous drama they try to bring out about monkeypox. But like I said, I don't think it's as much about monkeypox as it is just like disease in general they want people to be terrified about, so they maybe accept what they're trying to do with the World Health Organization. So anyway, we'll see. And we'll keep fighting and keep standing up to their sick, twisted agendas they're trying to roll out. Not on our watch, folks. Not on our watch.